everyone. Welcome to the Celtics Talk Podcast. Kyle Draper, A'Sherrod Blakely, and Chris Forsberg coming to you from the Auerbach Center. The Celtics wrapping up their draft night festivities. They're making four picks. They decide to make Chris Forsberg, Romeo Langford, Grant Williams. You also had, I'm drawing a
blank. Carson Edwards.
Let me start over.
It's like 3 in the morning.
I know, I'm tired.
No, here we go. It was Carson Edwards and Tremont Waters.
Tremont Waters as well. And forgive me, everybody. I'm not going to tell you what time it is.
I just said it's 3 in the morning.
I'm the Randy Moss, been carrying this station on my shoulders like it's the earth. What did Moss say on these shoulders?
So I think the biggest thing I take away from this night is we have a little bit more clarity about where this team is going, right? Like, we came into the night and we're sort of like, what's the direction? What is their plan? And I think both through the draft and what Danny Ainge talked to you and Scal, and folks will probably hear that later in this podcast, we have a better idea of the direction they're going in. It feels like Wick came on with y'all and said the core of our team, and he singled out Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Gordon Hayward, and even threw Terry Rozier into there saying they have the restricted rights to him. It sure feels like they are ready to move forward with that youthful core, added four players tonight, and they are bracing themselves to enter free agency with anywhere from $25 to $34 million, depending on how it plays out with Rozier. And they will be players in the market for potential big men. And Nick Vucevic is one name we threw around a lot on the program tonight. But they will be at least be players for players that are out there that can further complement their roster.
Sherrod, you okay with that? You okay? I mean, with the notion that, you know, Kyrie probably won't be back. Al probably won't be back. The core that Chris just mentioned and going out there and maybe getting a Vucevic. Is that enough for you?
Well, I'm going to take the tack that I think Danny's taking. I don't got much of a choice. I don't. I'm going to try to make the best of the situation. Now, to me, the big three takeaways from this is that, as we pointed out, they've established who their young core is, and they're going to roll with those guys because those guys are familiar with each other and they've had success as a group. The other takeaway is this was a draft where they felt that if you're going to add young guys, we're going to add guys with perimeter skills, versatility. And third point, and I think this is really, to me, this is where it gets to be feast or famine. They're going into free agency looking for bigs. And I'm looking out there just aren't a ton of them out there. But the thing about it is this is one of those years where other teams that have the cap space to go out and add guys, they're trying to add guards. They're trying to add wings. The Celtics are the one team that is actually looking to add size. Okay. And if there are a couple of bigs out there, like Vucevic, for example, Thaddeus Young, who's a versatile four guy, you know, those are the type of players that they could have a legitimate shot at landing. And maybe they can come together and put together and bring home that banner that I know you're
I'm all about the banners, baby.
Exactly.
You know that. Chris, you like the draft picks, though, because when you look at a guy like Edwards, Williams, Langford, to me, these are guys that could come in, and we know how Brad likes to use young players or, you know, players that come from overseas, wherever. Like, I could see Edwards getting some minutes this upcoming season. I could see Langford and Williams, those guys being rotation guys, you know, here in and here out, you know, spot-wise.
I think the common theme to me is just, like, grittiness, toughness. Yeah. I mean, there's some potential mixed in there. Like, Langford, we don't know, really, based on what we saw this season because he had the thumb injury. I'll be curious to see how he develops. But he was so highly touted to come out of high school. You think there's potential there. I certainly see with the need at point guard now, you could see minutes for Edwards and maybe even Waters finds a way. You always think about those Shane Larkin types, Bill Pressey at the end of the roster. I can see all those guys trying to fight for roles. But I do think it's going to be a fight because you look at their wing depth right now, like that's what they've got. Jaylen, Jason, Gordon, even Smart, if you want to say, you know, based on playing the two. But now you've got Shemmy, you've got Langford, you've got, they've got a lot of guys competing for minutes. And I think that's what they want. I think they want all these young guys to sort of push each other, figure out how good they can be. And, you know, a lot of it hinges on just how fast these young guys develop, how fast your young core now takes steps forward, and whether Gordon Hayward gets back to that level. But I do think this young group they're bringing in could help try to get everyone to move forward.
I think with this group, you'll see one guy emerge early on, but another guy, I think, over the long haul will be the better player. Like Romeo Langford, I think it's going to take him a minute to really, one, because of the health, but two, because he has skills that when you think about this team, you can get that same similar skills from a Gordon Hayward, from a Jason Tatum, as far as the versatility to play multiple positions. Williams is a guy that I think can help them the most from the jump. One, because he's strong as hell. And for a team that doesn't have a lot of bigs to begin with, that gives him an opportunity to potentially get on the floor sooner rather than later. And those second-round picks, I mean, I love the Edwards pick.
I
was really disappointed that they didn't have a early second-round pick going into this draft, because that's you kind of figured that's where he was going to be.
Yeah.
And you figured that's the type of player that when you look at what Brad Stevens and those guys are looking at going forward, you want a guy that can get in there and just get you buckets and has a certain tough DNA about him. And that's who that kid is.
And it might have been coincidental, but it sure sounded like there were some cheers right before Edwards got picked.
Right.
And now maybe the pizza delivery came in. Maybe there were some desserts delivered. But it felt like they were really pumped up about that pick. And, again, that's not a guy you expected to be there at 33. Intriguing to see what he can do. The Fred VanVleet comps. I keep saying Isaiah Thomas. Like, I'm stalking Isaiah Thomas with the same scoring ability. He's a guy that it's going to be – he'll be the type that the fans will be rooting for based on where he got picked.
And that's one of the cool things about the guys that they added. I mean, when you look at what those guys can do and their ability and just the character that you hear people talk about in relation to them, those are the guys the Celtics needed this year more than any other, because the way last season ended, it didn't just end on a bad note. It ended on a bad note for a bunch of guys that people did not like.
Yeah, and you hear Danny and Wick talk about leadership.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something that was lacking this past season. All right, guys, let's check in with some members of the Celtics Brain Trust. Let's start with our conversation with Wick Grosbeck, Celtics co-owner, here on the Celtics Talk podcast. Wick, pleasure to have you on here. A very busy night. How would you describe the night and what you guys were able to come out of it? Romeo Langford, Grant Williams, also Carson Edwards that you guys just drafted.
I'll tell you, the two happiest people up there are Danny and Brad. They're both super excited to get these guys, and really all three of them, and those guys work very closely together with all the scouts and staff up there. It's been tons of phone calls, tons of activity all week, actually. Lots of draft workouts. And these are three guys that we really, were high on the board and that we wanted to get. That's the truth.
Set the scene as today goes. Obviously, players are getting knocked off the board, and you guys are sitting there saying, we like this guy, we like that guy. Like, where do you come into play here? When it comes to trades, all these things have to go through you? When it comes to picks, all these things have to go through you?
Well, what's really, I think the most relevant thing is when we're making a pick, I don't, do that. If we're making trades or thinking about cap space or thinking about the roster in general or moving veterans, things like that. But, that stuff, someone has to have final approval of all that stuff. But the experts on basketball, obviously, are Danny and Brad. And thank God, and it's been 15 years now, 16 years with Danny, and lots of success. So it's we're just really, start by saying we're really glad he's here, all fired up, and he and Brad really like these picks.
Do you ever get that, like, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, do you ever get the sense like,
well,
man,
I am on the spot.
You are
literally
the spot.
You are the high
spot.
Bright. You ever get the sense like, man, I don't know, that doesn't feel right to me. And then they tell you, and they gotta convince you, or you're just hey, DA,
we're just gonna leave it all. It's all in the category of mystery up there. But I've got a lot of faith in those guys, and we have a lot of. It really is fun, is what I want to say. We have a lot of fun. It's this is my favorite time of the year, other than playoffs. If playoffs are going well, but this is a great time of year to be fresh paint. New team and the old team. This year's more complicated than most, with all the possible moving parts with free agency. And so those conversations have been going on all week internally, trying to make plans and think things through, but without it being able to do anything about it.
Sure.
So it's really fun. We're working overtime. We're staying late into the night and thinking. And we think these three picks are a good building block to move forward. Really like these guys. And you know what? They all love the game. They play hard. you look at, there's a common thread here. These are guys we really wanted to draft, and we drafted them. So welcome to the Celtics if you're out there watching.
Wick, so much speculation about Kyrie's future, Al's future as well. Do you sit back and say, you know what, all the speculation out there, that's true. You know what? Where the hell they get that from? That's false. Like, what's it like for you sitting back and dealing with all this speculation?
Yeah, well, the general comment I think I made a little while ago in the press was a lot of the stuff agents are putting out there because then their guy gets more interesting to other people. If they say we're interested in somebody or somebody's doing this or that. But in general, those two players, you know, Kyrie didn't opt in. Al didn't opt in. Al has opted out, I believe. So they're, you know, free birds in a sense, and we're going to find out in the next couple of weeks what's happening with all of that. And we're in the mix with basically everybody, you know. So we're going to see what happens. It's a really important time of the year for the Celtics. This year in particular is really important for us, and we think tonight's a good start. Three building blocks.
Building blocks. How would you describe the phase you guys are in right now?
Yeah, building, I guess. I just said it. Yeah. You know, building or retooling. Listen, you're starting with a core of Marcus Smart, Gordon Hayward, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. Yeah. Start with that and then add in the rest of the roster, not to slight anybody, and then restricted rights on Terry and possibilities with our free agents. You know, I got to tell you, it's a good time to be trying to retool like this, but on the other hand, the season ended on a down note. Nobody's I have no confusion about that. It was a down note. Yeah, we won five and then lost four. Not satisfactory. But here we are. We're trying to keep moving forward and maybe add another one of those at some point.
Yeah, you've always been pretty clear. You're patient about your team and building, but you are always about winning championships. So I would say
that's why we had you, Skell, and look
course.
What happened.
You drafted
Grant Williams, who's a glue guy. I mean, much better than me, which we hope. But my point is, you're always about championships. So are we looking at next year at this day as like, okay, the Celtics are once again looking to hang banner number 18 up there next season, or do we have to curb expectations with what went on over the last 2 weeks?
Well, we don't know how this summer is going to turn out because almost the most important the summer, part of the summer will be the next 2 weeks when free agency comes into the mix. Mm-hmm. So, and whether there's room or not, this is a step towards that, and that then the next is summer league and training camp. But I mean, this isn't it for the summer. This is a step in the summer. If that was a clear answer, I'll try to translate that into English at some point, but. But the whole mood up there all day long, all week long, all month long since we got eliminated was when's the next banner coming? How do we possibly get there? We got to get there. Nobody's taken any less than that, and led by Danny, who's in here full time. So that's how we feel about it.
Wick, there were reports out there that you guys were trying to move up tonight in the draft. How serious were those conversations? And you weren't able to. What was the reaction to not being able to move up also in the draft?
Well, there's things out there that people put a lot of emphasis on these picks, especially the first few picks. I think fan bases and ownership and teams really are very hesitant to move out of the top picks. Now, we did it. Danny did it the other year, moving down from 1 to 3 and taking Jason. And you know, that was just shocked the world, essentially, or it was very shocking. He's unafraid to do those things, but he stands alone sometimes in that. But we were very happy with these picks, and think we got some really high-quality, high-character guys.
When you're here watching, what are you looking for?
Oh, watching workouts?
Yeah.
I really don't. I don't scout the guys. I don't have stopwatches or I'll watch them run the 3-minute run because it's just interesting.
You can still beat them, right? You are a legend at the three-minute run.
No. It would be the 30-second run. I can run for 30 seconds now. But I'm not helping scout, and I'm not helping do the draft boards, and never have. It's just not me. I'm not very good at much. I know what I'm really bad at, and that would be scouting players, so I'm not going to do that.
All right, Wick Grosbeck, congratulations on your selections tonight. I love Romeo Langford. Yeah, yeah. Indiana guy. I think he's going to be great as well. These next 2 weeks, very exciting.
It's
very
super exciting. We're just getting started around here. I mean, you guys really ought to be here. You know, July 1st. You ought to be here July 1st. We'll see what happens.
All right, Wick.
Let's hope. We don't know what's going to happen.
Wherever Danny goes or calls, you know, June 30th.
Put a tracker on him.
No, let us go with him. How about that? Let's send the camera crew. All right, Wick, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
All right, shout out to Wick Grosbeck right there. Once again, talking about the Celtics core. And
the young core.
Wick didn't say it.
The building and retooling.
Right. He didn't necessarily come out and say it, but we all read between the lines.
Listen,
we know exactly what he's talking about.
When we talk about them running this back, we're not talking about them bringing back the same crew. We're talking about taking a step back in order to position yourself to take two or three going forward. It's he doesn't have to say it. We see it. We know it.
But again, I think we came into the night and we're like, well, is the door still open for Al to come back? Could Kyrie just show up and say, I want to play? And maybe those things are still in play. It just feels like the team has braced itself.
Right.
You know, more definitively than ever, we sort of have this idea that they are prepared to move forward with this core. And, you know, that Danny said it after in his group media that, you know, this is certainly, it's caused us to audible in terms of what they expected out of this summer, but they're ready to navigate that uncertain path.
Yeah, speaking of Danny, let's check in now with Danny. He was able to join me and Scal after the draft. Here's his thoughts on the draft and also Kyrie's future in Boston. Danny Ainge.
That was one of your legendary press conference.
Is it because it was so late or, you know, up there?
At this point, you don't care.
I know.
Yeah, what kind of questions are those?
when Gary Washburn was asking you that question, by the way, we're on air right now. Just so you don't throw Gary under the bus. You were like, come on, Gary. Come on, Gary. Spit it out, Gary. It's 12:30. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, Danny, wrap up tonight for me. The guys you were able to select, four players. Just your thoughts on it.
I like all the guys. I mean, they're fun, and I think they're going to be a lot of fun to spend time with. They're leaders. They're all terrific college players. You know, all conference type guys in their divisions. They're young and they're full of energy. They each bring a little bit of something different on the court from their skill set, but. I think we added four really high character guys.
What's a simple best player available? It's the guys you're going to take?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we were shuffling around, and there was a lot of talk going, you know, a lot of conversation going on in this draft, maybe more than any I remember, just with trade discussions and so forth. But you were taking the best player.
Can we ask about the moves that you made at the end of the draft, the end of the first round, moving picks to next year? Is there a strategy behind that?
Well, no. You just take it. If it's a good offer and you're still going to get the guy you want, and you can add a pick, and you're accomplishing all the things you need to accomplish, then it's good. It's good to get more picks and still get the same people we want.
But pushing a pick off to the following years.
Yeah, that was good.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
You have to explain that one to me.
Okay, I mean, I can't say too much about the trades and all that
stuff
yet. But no, it's a really good thing.
Okay,
yeah. Right. I'll go there, Scout, just a little bit. You had three first round picks, Danny.
Yep.
You made two first round picks. How much of that was thinking about cap space and flexibility for free agency this offseason?
Yeah, all of that played into it. Absolutely. Yeah, managing the payroll and the salary cap is part of our job.
Yeah.
And, you know, I will just say that we, you know, the player that we got in the second round, actually both the players we got in the second round were guys that we were considering late in the first round. So that worked out really well.
Right now, just looking at your roster, assuming certain things, you seem really thin up front. I've been working out here, and you see my game.
Right. Well, I mean, you need to get really ready for 3-on-3.
You're
not ready for
court. That's all I've seen right now. Half court, I'll take you as a sub.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No,
let's coach Rick Barry.
Come on, don't go there, man. Don't go there. Don't go there. But right now you are a little thin up front. Now, would free agency be about, hey, we got to – I mean, obviously you just can't have a bunch of wings. Maybe you can. Maybe you have a new way of playing. I guess in Phoenix, you played with no center. And you guys were pretty good.
Hey, we had a starting lineup one time of Steve Nash, Kevin Johnson, Jason Kidd, and Rex Chapman.
Nice.
As our 1 through 4.
And then?
No, I mean.
Who was like your 5?
Cliff? Hot Rod Williams and Cliff Robinson.
You know, so are you upset that you don't get the credit for starting small ball? Because
no, some people have given me credit for it. People that really know what they're talking about have given me the credit for small ball in Phoenix.
Nice.
Danny, I want to turn the attention a little bit to Kyrie, and I know you can't really talk much about it. Reports out there that he's ghosted the Celtics. Then there's another report that he's been communicative with you guys. How would you describe the level of contact with Kyrie since the season ended?
Kyrie's been good. He's returned calls. He's returned messages. He's been excellent.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm glad you, because we hear all the reports, and do you get tired of the speculation out there? We had Wick, and Wick thinks it's fun. This is a great time of year. It's exciting, but.
It is exciting, but I think that you know, Kyrie has always been respectful with me. Our one-on-one relationship has been good, and he's been open and honest with me from day one. So I have no issues at all with Kyrie. And I think that, all the speculation, no, I really don't pay that much attention to it. I didn't even know that they ghosted us was even out there. I had no idea.
It's been crazy just last week of all the reports coming out and everything.
You expect all these guys to be here and be playing and participating in Summer League? Do you have to wait for contracts because of free agency?
Yeah, so there's some things that we may have to wait on. There's always paperwork to do and timing of contracts that get in the way of Summer League sometimes. And then Romeo has the injured thumb. I'm not sure where he is. He'll be in town on Monday. I know he's shooting now, but he hasn't been doing any draft workouts. We may have to sit him out a little bit of the Summer League, but I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
Yeah, real quickly with Romeo, he hasn't done any draft workouts. What was it about him? Was it his tape in Indiana? Did you, talk to a lot of people, I would imagine, what was it about Romeo, a guy you couldn't work out, but you still decided to take him?
Yeah, I mean, we watch all these kids play a lot, and we followed them before they got to the NBA, and Romeo was a guy that was high on our list before he even played a game at University of Indiana, and so that plays into it, too. It's just like Jalen, when we drafted Jalen, his work before Cal, I think his last 6 or 7 games I was at in person. He didn't play all that well. And we still drafted him because, just the whole body of work and what the potential is. And I'm sure glad we did that. And Romeo's that way, too. He played all year with a bad thumb until the NIT. But he was... He's a good player in a tough conference as a 19-year-old kid on, trying to carry a team.
With your pick on Williams, he seems to be mature beyond his years. Like, you look at him as a guy, not just a good player, but a good locker room guy, more than just another young player out of college.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great kid, but he's also a really good player. I mean, he's the 2-time SEC Player of the Year, so all that locker room stuff might have had some meaning on his team success, but he was a good player also. He's a really good player, good rebounder, good passer. They ran offense through him at the 4. I scored in the post. His shooting is improving, but needs to get better still. And I'm very excited to have Grant.
All right, Danny. Thanks for coming on down,
guys.
Answering the tough questions from Scout.
No, the only tough question was that Gary Washburn question.
It was like a 2-minute question.
The only tough question was about your game.
you said it. I'm a half-court player.
Yeah,
a sub.
Absolutely.
Why do you have him part of the workouts? Why is he working out, guys?
Well, because he's trying to get in shape himself.
Oh, okay.
He's making it seem like he's doing
work for us. He's like pretending like he's doing work for us.
What, cheap labor or something?
Because once a Celtic, always a Celtic, right?
That's right.
I wouldn't know about that.
I don't have the ring.
But he needs to take up pickleball now.
Yeah, you've been on me about that.
You should just quit basketball.
No, I'm not quitting.
Put pickleball in your home in Dover. You got plenty of yard.
Well, you want to give him my address?
I know, right?
I mean, cut down a couple of the apple trees and put the pickleball court.
And you'll come over and we'll play tournaments.
tournaments. Yeah, I'll play some pickleball.
All right, let's do it. You heard it right here.
All right,
we'll do a
Danny.
Segment, a reality show, me and Danny playing pickleball.
Danny, we'll talk to you free agency, July 6th, 7th, 8th, whenever
okay.
that comes around. Thanks so much.
All right, guys, thanks.
All right, cool. Danny Ainge, Celtics president of basketball operations. Danny, putting some of those rumors, reports to rest regarding Kyrie, says he hasn't been ghosted. He hasn't ghosted the Celtics or anything like that. You buying what Danny's saying, guys? I mean, or is it just no need to talk bad about a player on his way out of
sure.
town?
Sure. I think part of it is, like, they would have liked more communication in terms of being more definitive so that they would have had an idea going into that whole Anthony Davis pursuit, like which way Kyrie was leaning. But I think, like the rest of us, they could read the tea leaves. It wasn't hard to think where there's smoke, there's fire. And it's good to know at least that they had some idea going through that process. And maybe now it explains a little bit more why they were reluctant to go as hard as they might have if they knew Kyrie was coming back and they knew they had that protection that he wasn't just going to walk away. And so a little bit more clarity. Again, that's the number one thing I walk away from this night with is I feel like I have a better grasp on why the team made some of these decisions, where they're going,
right.
and the potential of it all.
See, I'm not convinced that they know where they're going. I think they know where they want to go, but I don't think there's a clear path to where they are going to get to the place they want to, which is to be a title contender. That right now, there are so many variables that will determine whether they can, in fact, get there in a quick, rapid right. pace that I have clarity from the standpoint of I know that they don't have clarity on where they're going, if that makes sense. But again, you want to have the ability to position yourself to do a multitude of things, whether it's through the draft, whether it's through free agency, and I think they've done a good job of doing that. But as far as what's the end game, how is this going to play out, there's a lot of question marks still out there.
Maybe we'll
4
a.m.
in the morning and Mike Zarin is still walking
Mike
around
Zarin,
the court.
With a smile on his face,
can't,
too.
We can't get him onto the podcast.
Mike is always smiling.
He's smiling. Counsel.
He's always happy.
Oh, and as I'm, as we're wrapping up this podcast here, I get a notice on my phone. Kawhi could meet with the Sixers.
Yeah, but people in hell could get a glass of water. So what's the point?
Kawhi what's may point? Take a lot of meetings, though. He may take a lot of meetings.
But will he say anything in a meeting? Will he bring the championship ring to
he
the
meeting?
He might
bring the you championship
know, you
ring.
You know who has enough cap space to get a meeting? Boston Celtics.
I'm just saying, the Boston Celtics, you're right about that. All right, guys, next up for us, we're getting you ready for free agency, which begins not July 1,
June
30th, June 30th this year, 6 p.m. We have a free agency special that evening, so make sure you check it out. Great draft for the Celtics. I feel they got players that can help them out in the short term and the long term as well. For Aisha, Rob Blakely, Chris Forsberg, I'm Kyle Draper. Thanks again to Danny Ainge and Whit Grosbeck as well. We'll see you next time on the Celtics Talk Podcast.
We out.